Hello everyone, welcome to the 10th episode of the second season of Talkboard. I'm here with Sam.
Yo.
Sam is a developer in the Jailbreak scene, most notably for his work on the Uncover Jailbreak and his various tweaks. So, Sam, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm currently developing for Jailbroken tweaks, apps, etc. I don't know, y'all might know me because I made the original, the OG Uncover UI, but that got replaced, so yeah. And then I also have made Succession and the Restore tool and some various other tweaks, so.
Okay, very nice. So let's start with your work on Uncover. How did you end up doing the UI for Uncover?
Well, it was sort of I didn't really have anything going on, and Pwn had kind of just been forcibly removed from the Electra team, and he was like, and I had been talking with him previously about projects and whatever, and he was kind of like, yeah, you want to come do this UI? And I was like, sure. I don't know. That was about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and when you were making the UI, where did you sort of draw your inspirations from?
Well, I will admit the design is not actually my own. It was originally sent to me, it was a Photoshop file that Dennis Bednarz made, which, side note, rest in peace to Dennis. That's a very tragic loss for our community. But it was sort of just, Pwn was like, hey, can you make this into an Xcode storyboard sort of thing? And that was about it.
Okay, fair enough. So how did you and well how did the whole thing with Dennis come about then?
Honestly, I never really spoke to him. It was just kind of a hey, here's the file. And I think it was Pwn that sent it to me. Like, and he was just like, yeah, Dennis made this. Can you make it into a UI? And I was like, sure.
Regarding the replacement, when did you find out in advance that the UI was being replaced, or was that just sort of like a, you found out when the rest of us did?
No, I did know in advance, and I actually, like, helped merge the pull request, because I, as soon as I saw that UI, I was like, okay, this is way better, like, no question, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. So let's talk a little bit more about your utilities and tweaks. Talk us through Succession.
So Succession was, that was kind of the project that got me into development for jailbreaking. And it just released with, it came out with the 12.1 jailbreak. But I actually started working on it in like fall of 2017. So like a long time. And when I started it, I actually did not know any Objective-C. I did not know anything, like, programming-related at all. I take that back. I did know a little Objective-C, and I'm going to just answer this because I know I'm going to get this question later, is how did you learn to program? And there was a course called Code School. And if you search through my Reddit history, there's a couple posts about it. And y'all can go look at that. The problem is the course was actually taken down, and it was replaced by a Swift-only course, which sucks because Swift sucks. Ouch. So now they did give sort of an advance notice that the course was going down, and so I posted on Reddit about it, and I said, hey, this course is really great. It's what got me into programming, and it's how I learned Objective-C. And somebody was like, hey, you know, you can archive web pages. And I was like, you can? And they were like, yeah. And so somebody somewhere has an archive of the whole course. It's not interactive. You can't do the, like, check your work anymore. But there is an archive out there, and it's in my Reddit history. I'll try to find it, but that's a thing. Anyway, so I had originally, this was a kind of a long side project that I got into a while back, which was this was before Cool Booter, and I was trying to create a tethered dual boot on my iPhone, I think it was a 4. And one of the steps of that involved copying the whole IPSW over to the 4S for like iOS 6 onto an iOS 7 4S. And it involved like dumping the files. And as soon as I learned that you could do that, I was like, hey, wait a minute. If you dumped the files for the same firmware, then you could sync those and be like, that's like you've just restored the phone. And so that was sort of the idea behind it. And there are a couple files that you actually can't sync, like the SCP firmware can't be synced, and there's a couple other like personalized stuff. But for the most part, you can restore about 98% of a device from an IPSW. And so that was how I got into it. And then I just started like as I was as a once I learned like the basic classes, like in a string, in a array, all that stuff, I just basically started Googling how do you do X in Objective C? And that's kind of how Succession came about. And if you look at the first view controller, which is I think it's called homepage view controller. The code for that is quite a mess, actually. And you can kind of tell like as I went, I got better at it. So that's interesting.
Yeah, fair enough. So was it sort of born out of in your eyes, was it born out of Cydia Razor no longer being updated?
That was it was originally because when 10.0 came out, Cydia Eraser didn't work. And then when I think 10.3, it got broken again. And so I was like, okay, we need to make a version of this that's not so difficult to update. And starting in 11.0, Apple started using a very proprietary, as far as I know, it's never been figured out or researched, a very proprietary method of compressing their OTA updates. And so, like, I'm fully confident that there will never be another Cydia Eraser update again. Like, it's just not going to happen. But at the same time, in iOS 10, they stopped encrypting IPSWs. So you don't need a boot ROM or an iBoot exploit just to decrypt an IPSW because it's already decrypted. So it was kind of an interesting way that they did that because it led to the
It
replacement
closed
of
one
an
door and
OTA
opened another,
restore
kind of.
tool with an IPSW restore tool. Yeah. So I don't know. That's it. It was originally it was kind of a competitor to Cydia Eraser because it was going to be able to do like if you deleted your languages or whatever, or if you use custom fonts, like Eraser would take. There's reports of it taking like 14 days to run, and Succession's just like 30 minutes. But at the same time, it's then Eraser died, and I wasn't particularly displeased when that happened.
So talk us through some of your other tweaks that you think many people may not know about.
So I have a few others. Kind of the most notable at the moment is that there's one called it's tweak compatible for Zebra, which is it's essentially it's the full Cydia tweak compatible client just built into the Zebra, and it uses the tweak compatible server for that. And that has led to me working with Willie Stires, whatever. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, so sorry about that if you're listening, but he's a really good guy. I like him. And it's an interesting tweak, and I'm hoping to bring some new features to that in a couple of weeks. Just kind of depending on what I'm doing. There's another tweak called Stratosphere, which is simple. It just moves your dock to the top. And then I'm currently working on a tweak called Snell, which is going to be kind of like a better version of Palert. It's like all around alert view customizations. All right, well, go get my tweak, Snell. I'm not sure what repo it's going to be on. I'm hoping it's on Dynastic. We'll see. I didn't realize until a couple days ago that the Dynastic thing, that's a private test. Like, I thought it was open to everyone. I didn't
Oh
get that
no.
memo.
You're one of a small group of developers that has access to that. Right, okay. I'm gonna use this opportunity now to plug our sponsor, House of Cards. House of Cards is the first ever sponsor of Talkboard. They're an active and effective resale community for sneakers, clothes, Funko Pops, and more. They'll help boost your profits on resale, and go to shop.houseofcarts.io and use promo code TALKBOARD for 25% off. every person who uses that promo code, you're helping support the show. Okay.
I would like to use this little break to plug Ishiget ZZ. It's a pretty cool theme.
Oh my god. But okay, no, genuinely, go to the Stylesy site.
Stylesy.com/themes
and vote for ZZ in theme of the year. Also, if you vote for Mojito, I also won't be mad. So, Stylesy theme of the year, Snell and Dynastic, and our sponsor, House of Carts. And like I said, every use of the Talkboard promo code on House of Carts, that's Carts with a T. I know I can somehow sound like I'm saying both. So shop.houseofcarts.io, promo code Talkboard. Every purchase helps the show. And yes, let's continue. Right. So like you said, about 2 years ago, you started learning Objective-C. What sort of put you down that path? Was it entirely down to Succession?
It was essentially just because I wanted to make Succession, and then I was also sort of interested in making tweaks. So I don't know. That was just fun, and it's a skill that I've used in a lot of other areas.
Okay, here's another question for you. How did the name happen?
Oh yeah, so, sixth grade, I'm making my Minecraft account. I really was interested in ninjas. My name is Sam G.
Fair enough.
I'm a ninja. Haven't had any need to change it since then, so. So, TVOS, this was kind of a reference. I put on Discord, I guess, somewhere that I had purchased an Apple TV for development. So, I haven't honestly messed with that very much because I left it in my dorm over winter break. And I was working on first tweet compatible for Zebra and then on Snell. And then I'm also making another project for school. I honestly haven't really touched it. And I do have a Succession TVOS project on my GitHub, and I actually have a testing repo set up. But the TVOS version of Succession is built off of the 136 code base, which is notorious for being extremely buggy, so it doesn't work. We'll have to see. It's definitely something that I'm gonna work on this year, though.
All right, sweet. Do you have any other tweaks planned after Snell?
Not really at the moment. I'm kind of, I don't know. It was. This alert thing was something that I've wanted to do for a while, I definitely want to release some sort of cool update for tweet compatible for Zebra. Like, I want to give it more aesthetics and stuff. Other than that, you know, I'm sure I'll probably have more ideas, but we'll see.
Okay, is there anything you would like to talk about?
I don't know. What's up, guys? We're just chilling. We're forming a Talkboard episode, I guess. Ouch. That's tough. Even university internet's faster than that.
Okay. I think this is, yeah. I think this is as good a place as any to wrap it up before we have any more disasters. Okay. Thank you very much for joining me, Sam.
Thanks for having me. It was a blast.
Yeah. All good. Follow Sam on Twitter at samg_is_a_ninja. Follow Talkboard on Twitter at Talkboard Live. And our Patreon is patreon.com/talkboard. And please do remember, our sponsor is House of Carts. Every purchase on House of Carts using promo code Talkboard goes to support the show. Okay, thank you very much, and join us again next week.